WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The northbound feeder road in front of Academy in Gander Mountain is shut down after a traffic stop results in shots being fired. The incident occurred on Horsehaven Lane, located between the two stores. During the traffic stop, shots were fired at the DPS trooper, and the trooper returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene, and the passenger fled from the location in the vehicle, crashing a short distance later. The passenger was located in a marshy area behind a nearby business with the assistance of a DPS helicopter. He was taken into custody by troopers and local law enforcement agencies. No injuries were reported, but the scene is still under investigation. At last night's Bryan ISD School Board meeting, members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, which starts on August 21st. That's one day earlier than school started last year. The earlier start comes after the board also gave final approval last night to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation that allows exemptions from some state regulations, including the calendar. Without the DOI designation, state law requires a start date no earlier than the fourth Monday in August, which is August 28th this year. The Robertson County Sheriff's Office reports telephone issues for about 6 hours last night. Some 911 calls and landline calls to dispatch were unable to get through. Arrangements were made for 911 calls to be transferred through Brazos County. The cause of the issue is still undetermined. Lines began working again around 2 a.m. A Bryan police officer conducting a traffic stop on Sunday night leads to the arrest of two men. According to the report, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station and 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan were in the vehicle with cold open beer cans. When the officer asked Williams to put his hands on the trunk, he started undressing, eventually exposing himself to motorists on North Earl Rudder Freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During a search of the vehicle, the officer found a digital scale, prompting him to ask Hamilton if he could search him. The officer found a clear baggie containing cocaine in his wallet, and he was arrested for possession. During a strip search at the jail, a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP was also found on Hamilton. Statewide regulations, which do not include mandatory fingerprint background checks for drivers or complete vehicle inspections, appear to be in the cards for Uber and other companies like it. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner says when a trip to the airport may include passing through half a dozen jurisdictions, leaving regulations to cities doesn't make any sense.
Transportation is, by its very nature, a regional concern that crosses political boundaries as an essential characteristic.
Uber and Lyft pulled out of Austin over the fingerprint issue. The companies say it is costly for drivers, cumbersome, and unfair. MSC Opus fans now have one more chance to enjoy a show this season.
We've added a show called Step Africa, which is really about the roots of stepping and the African tradition of stepping.
Executive Director Ann Black says in addition to their performance a week from today, Step Africa will also be doing outreach activities with sororities and fraternities on campus. Tickets are free for Texas A&M students and $10 for the public. The show starts at 7:30. Visit mscopus.org for details. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 65 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 27th at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course. Sign up your four-person scramble team today by visiting twincitymission.org or give Ron Crozier a call at 822-7511. It's a day of fun, friends, golf, and most importantly, helping out the charities of Twin City Mission. To register your team, or if you don't play but would like to be involved as a sponsor, make sure to visit twincitymission.org.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to get into a work hard, play hard John Deere Gator for less than you might expect. Right now, get a Gator XUV 560i for as low as $82.99. It's engineered for any terrain and every task with a powerful engine, rock solid stability, and true Gator grit. Get the John Deere you've always wanted at Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by one of our locations or visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17. Prices subject to change. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
High pressure has moved into the central Gulf of Mexico. This will keep warm weather in place through Thursday. Clouds give way to sunshine today. It'll become breezy. High is going to reach 85 later today. Overnight, we're clear to start, but clouds increase through the overnight. Low 60 to 65. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise becoming partly sunny with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly sunny and breezy Thursday, and again 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to UCLA in the second round of the NCAA women's tournament last night. Meanwhile, we'll preview the A&M baseball team's game tonight against Rice, and in the NBA, James Harden's last-second layup lifted the Rockets over the Nuggets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And they found a jersey.
They did.
Oh, yay. Life is all right now. Found a jersey and apparently found a helmet that belonged to Fightin' Texas Aggie Von Miller.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Didn't hear about that.
This guy is what just collected, game memorabilia. Yeah, there are other Super Bowl jerseys, too. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'm going to have more on that coming up.
That's
too.
Excellent. So we're going to rock 80. Tomorrow is supposed to be 86 degrees, and I don't know what the official high was yesterday, but it was well into the 80s, and we're going to do it again today. Winds kind of die back a little bit, so it's kind of trying to get us ready for summer. Do want to tell you that on Friday, got a 60% chance of rain, so just letting you know. That had been on Saturday. Now they've pushed it back there. Okay, so in Italy, a guy held up a post office. I guess that's a thing over there. Don't know what you could get here. I don't know if there'd be a lot of money there. Postal employees quickly locked the door after the man fled and watched in amazement as he got into his car, sat there for a moment, then ran back up to the door of the post office. Of course, finding it was locked, because the employees had done that, he began to shout at them to please let him in. It appears that he had left his keys in the post office.
It's going to be a good day.
Sure.
Morning. Yeah.
Yeah. The police got there. Yeah. Okay.
I left my keys
there. Okay.
We got a lot of info.
Info. Look at that. I'm sorry.
It's
my
okay.
head is
no, it's all right. It's
exploding.
Okay. Not a big deal. Seldom do we have breaking stories that happen at 2 in the morning.
You know.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
We're starting to sound like the big city.
Oh, my God.
I mean?
It's scary, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Not good.
Calling all aspiring musicians. Want the chance to play at the City of College Station Starlight Music Series? For the first time ever, musicians can compete for the chance to play at the May 6th Starlight Music Series concert at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. This contest is open to bands or singer-songwriters who are over the age of 16 and not currently signed under a promotional authority or contract. The three artists with the most votes will each receive 1 hour of stage time. Those interested must submit an MP3 of your best song and a YouTube video of that song being performed to cstx.gov/Starlight. Contest submissions close April 2nd. For complete Starlight Music Series details, visit cstx.gov/Starlight.
Now, that's rather interesting, isn't it? I mean, there'll be a contest to see who could be performing at a Starlight concert,
mm-hmm.
and I guess all the voting will be online? Huh.
I think they did this last summer.
Oh, did they? Okay. Because, I mean, I guess you could get your posse to... Oh, can we say that anymore?
I don't think so.
Get your followers to possibly vote, kind of stuff the ballot box and...
Well, if you have that many followers who are willing to do it,
sure.
Then maybe you're okay.
Yeah, that's right. Team whatever.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
Get them to wear their T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. All right, here we go. It's day 80. It is day 80. We're at, what the heck is it, March the 21st?
Yep.
Okay. It is National Agriculture Day. Well, okay. I mean,
that's good.
We need that. That's
go Ag.
Yeah.
Go Ag.
Oh, yeah. Very good. It's a single parent day. It's It's single person day, so congratulations, Joel.
Go singles.
Okay,
go
there
singles.
You are.
Brad has a girlfriend. Yeah. He's not completely single.
Okay, but unmarried.
Unmarried.
I was looking at that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a memory day. And we told you just yesterday stuff that you can do for memory, which would be, you know, all right. It's French bread day.
Mm.
Okay. Common courtesy day. You know, Americans' bread sucks. I mean, we're bread wusses. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, yeah.
That stuff that they make that you basically can wad up and make back into dough by holding it in your hands for 30 seconds.
It's more like cake,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. It's Poetry Day. Hey, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Common Courtesy Day.
Thank you.
Yeah,
celebrate
that.
Lots of good things today.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, we got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Scott Eastwood is 31. That's Clint's son.
Uh-huh.
He's been in a lot of movies and stuff like that. Sonequa Martin Green is 32, plays Sasha on Soap Opera with Zombies, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson
is
32.
Okay.
And, you know, there was talk of him possibly going to the Texans, but I think that's been stuffed.
I watched him wearing Oklahoma running well enough against us. I don't need to see him anymore.
Kevin Federline's 39, old K-Fed, if you remember him.
K-Fed.
What happened to him?
Gosh.
Well, once he wasn't married to Brittany anymore.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. He's dropped off the face of the earth then.
Yep.
The TMZ earth, okay.
Yeah. Rachel McFarlane is 41. That's Seth MacFarlane's younger sister.
Oh,
okay.
Who also voices Haley on American Dad.
Wait, just does one voice?
She does one voice.
Okay.
He does all the rest.
He does 63 voices,
yeah.
And she does
how
one.
Funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick is 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
Ferris
now.
Ferris Bueller.
I somehow, that's one of those birthdays that just makes you feel old. Because, yeah, Bueller.
And he looks kind of young.
He does. He still looks pretty much the same.
But I feel like every time I see him in a movie, he's looking older and older, which,
yeah.
I mean,
happens
naturally.
To us all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell's 55. Yeah. Donald Trump's favorite.
Yeah.
Rosie.
They're together.
Gary Oldman's 59.
He's strange.
Yeah, and he's been in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Conrad Lozano from Los Lobos is 66.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Dalton.
Oh, was James Bond for a little while.
Yeah, he's 71 today.
Okay.
And Rose Stone played organ for Sly in the Family Stone, 72 today.
Well, there you are, K617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, have you noticed the latest mantra from the alt-left destroy Trump media is they're going to resist Donald Trump and his agenda? Well, it turns out these precious liberal snowflakes have a powerful way to prepare for their resistance. According to LifeZet, during last week's MoveOn.org Ready to Resist emergency call, activists were led in a number of breathing exercises by a liberal health director. Right now, I'm going to ask everyone who's on this call to take a moment and just breathe with me. This is a simple technique that you can use as we're in the tactics, as we're in the strategy, as we're in the back-to-back actions that we're going to be in. We can take a moment to breathe. At the end of the exercise, all the snowflakes were invited to grunt in order to shed their frustrations with Donald Trump. Seriously? You've got to be kidding me.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. You know, I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it in the simplest way possible with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com transformed every room in my home without breaking the bank. You get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their price is unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally, say, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through March the 21st, you buy one blind, you get the second one 50% off. When you go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, rules, restrictions apply.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents the Fashion Event of 2017, Thursday, March 30th through April 1st at the Downtown Bryan Ice House. Come see the latest in fashion from top designers across the nation, supported by Brazos Valley's local boutiques. Last year's event was sold out, so don't wait. Get your tickets to the Fashion Event now. Tickets available for all three nights. Go to thefashioneventbcs.com or stop by any participating boutique. Proceeds benefit the Mercy Project. The Fashion Event, the most stylish event of the year, March 30th through April 1st, presented by Caldwell Country Chevrolet.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Travelers on nonstop flights originating in eight Middle Eastern countries won't be allowed to put many of their electronics in their carry-on luggage if they're headed to the U.S. The ban is temporary, and the U.S. government isn't saying why it's being imposed. The ban applies to electronics such as laptops, iPads, and cameras. And some of the nonstop flights affected serve cities in Egypt, Morocco, Turkey, and five other countries. Wells Fargo says its customer checking account and credit card openings fell drastically in February versus a year ago, a continuing trend for the bank following last year's sales practices scandal. The San Francisco-based bank says checking account openings fell 43%, while new credit card applications tumbled 55%. But the bank says its average consumer and small business deposit balances were up 6%. Crude oil trading at $49.33 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Well, we've heard a lot of stories over the past few months about exploding cell phones, but this one just might take the cake. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Apparently, a guy was shopping at a Costco in Washington on Thursday when his cell phone exploded in his pants, and they caught on fire. A man named Everett Tyrell was there and saw it all.
Well, I smelled the smoke. I was kind of worried about the guy because his pants were, I guess, affected by the phone or caught on fire. He was pointing at the phone, and I asked him, is that your cell phone? He said, yeah. And I said, what kind of cell phone? He said, it's LG. Yeah, it certainly makes me think about it, you know, where I'm going to keep my phone in the future, what it's capable of, you know.
The man managed to get the fire out before he suffered any serious burns, but his pants were destroyed, so the manager was nice enough to give him a free pair of pants. Well, that's one way to get free stuff, I guess. There's no word on why his phone exploded, but I think Samsung is probably glad it wasn't one of theirs. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498. Or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Okay, so that's an LG phone, and it's like you said, it's not Samsung.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I was listening to a guy speak the other day talking about how there are probably not more disasters necessarily in the world. It's just that we have a system of communication now that allows you to know about small things that have been going on for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. I think about that frequently, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can remember the Ford Explorer problem that Ford had years ago having to do with the tires that were on the cars. And there were a lot of rollovers, and people died. And the news media had a lot to do with keeping that up front because they said, you know, this is the X number of times that this has happened. So would we, you know, 10 years ago, necessarily known about one incident of a guy's phone exploding in his pants as we do now? And
well, there was no bit of info, so of course not.
Oh, of course, yeah. But, and you know, then you start talking about the incidents of said event. I mean, would that have happened before? Is there a problem with LG phones, or do we then go into hyperbole and the public comes back outraged that this happened?
Mm-hmm.
And how we respond to the way that we get this new amount of news that we wouldn't have. But just there's space to be filled, and so we find out about that. And more often than not now, it gets captured and put on YouTube as well.
Yep.
But the way small incidences happen and we find out about them, completely different than it used to be.
Yep.
So the guy's all right, I guess?
Yeah, he's all right, and he got some free pants from Costco, so yeah, he can't beat that.
good for Costco for doing that. All right, let's check some weather at 626. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Cook. Okay, looks like we're going to probably have more warm weather. The problem is we're not going to have those winds up like we had yesterday, which kind of gave us a little bit of relief. But look for a high temperature around 85 today, probably 86 tomorrow. Thursday, the breezes come back. We'll be in the lower 80s. And then a little wind shift. It'll be a little bit cooler, and we'll have a 60% chance of rain, they tell us right now, on Friday. And a 60% chance of rain on Friday night, and Saturday a 40% chance of rain, diminishing as we move on through the day, and still up about 80. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, 97% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies out there, 63.
Many of today's parents want to make sure their kids don't suffer the hardships the way they did, and that creates a real problem. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Parents today parent differently than before. What happened?
At some point, the baby boom generation, which is our generation, decided that our parents were not really spending enough time with us. They were not going to our football games. They were kind of letting us live our own lives. And somewhere they made the decision that it was not going to happen to their kids.
Richard Watts, author of the book Entitlemania.
They were going to be these incredibly loving parents, and love translated to attention and attention to dominating, and all of a sudden you've got kids that are basically friends and best friends with their parents.
As a result, parents do a lot more for their kids and protect them from failure, and there are consequences to that.
Consequences are that they really never gain their own personal life experience. Much of what you gain in terms of knowledge and appreciation and success stems from failure. And if somebody's taking away or stealing or robbing you of your opportunity to really hit barriers, you really never get to identify what it is you like and what you don't like.
Richard believes a good parent is willing to make the following statement to their child.
I do not want to be your friend. I choose to be your parent. And as a parent, I'm going to have to do things you're not going to like, and I don't care. But I'm going to do it because I love you. And I want to equip you for the days ahead.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continues to investigate an officer-involved shooting that occurred early this morning on Horsehaven Lane in between the Academy and Gander Mountain stores. During a traffic stop, shots were fired at the DPS trooper, and the trooper returned fire. The driver was taken into custody at the scene. The passenger fled from the location in the vehicle, crashing a short distance later. The passenger was located in a marshy area nearby with the assistance of a DPS helicopter and taken into custody. No injuries were reported, but the northbound feeder road in front of Academy and Gander Mountain, along with Horsehaven Lane, is still closed off as they investigate the scene. Bryan ISD students will start the 2017-2018 school year one day earlier than last year. That's after the school board at last night's meeting approved the calendar, which starts on August 21st. This was made possible after the board also gave final approval to Bryan ISD becoming a district of innovation, which allows the opportunity to build flexibility into their operation and planning process, including certain exemptions from some state regulations. State law says districts cannot start the school year until the fourth Monday of August, but the DOI plan allows Bryan to start one week earlier. A link to the entire DOI plan is online at bryanisd.org. College Station police were called to the Northgate parking garage on St. Patrick's Day after a city parking officer witnessed a driver hit a parked car in an attempt to leave the garage. On arrival, a CSPD officer arrested 26-year-old Dylan Bartek of Bryan for driving while intoxicated. While being placed in the rear of the police vehicle, Bartek threatened the officer's family and used explicit language. At the jail, while being booked, he threatened another officer, stating he was going to take a gun to his face. He also said he was going to use explosives to blow up both officers' homes and make their lives awful. What started as a traffic stop for speeding resulted in two men getting arrested and one of them stripping naked during his arrest. Sunday night, around 8:30, a Bryan police officer pulled over a vehicle on East Martin Luther King Jr. Street for going 41 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. According to the arrest report, two men were in the car with cold open beer cans when the passenger, 37-year-old Cedric Williams of Bryan, was asked to put his hands on the trunk during a search. He stripped off his clothes, exposing himself to motorists on the freeway. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. During the search of the driver, 38-year-old Tony Hamilton of College Station, a plastic baggie of cocaine was found and he was arrested for possession. Later at the jail during a strip search, officers also found a small mouthwash bottle containing PCP. According to online jail records, this is Hamilton's 20th arrest and Williams' 19th. The legislature is moving to establish statewide regulations for transportation network companies like Uber. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner says when transportation is involved, it's more efficient to have one set of regulations for the whole state.
Most TNCs in Texas are currently governed by a confusing and inconsistent patchwork of local municipal regulations that vary substantially from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
An Uber representative said the company would support a single statewide regulation as long as it doesn't include mandatory fingerprint background checks, which prompted ride-sharing companies to move out of Austin. MSC Opus has added one more show before the end of this season. Executive Director Ann Black says Step Africa is the first professional dance company in the world dedicated to the tradition of stepping. She says the show is open to the public, but it's geared towards the students.
A couple of the people in the company are Texas A&M former students that were involved in these sororities and fraternities when they were in school here. In fact, the founder of Step Africa is a former student. So we're very excited about the homecoming element of this.
Black says the night before their performance, Step Africa will be doing workshops with some step groups on campus. The public show is Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30. Texas A&M students get in free. Purchase your tickets online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 63 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, good morning, 637. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds this morning will eventually give way to some sunshine. It'll become breezy and warm with temperatures topping out at around 85 later today. We're going to be clear through the evening. Clouds will start to increase overnight. Lows by morning 60 to 65. Maybe a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise becoming partly sunny. Highs will range from 80 to 85, partly cloudy 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunshine and breezy 80 to 85 during Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team ended their season with a loss to UCLA in the second round of the NCAA women's tournament last night. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team gears up to take on Rice tonight. And in the NBA, the Rockets squeak past the Nuggets thanks to a last-second layup from James Harden. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, we got a strange newscast today. It's got a lot of stuff going on.
A lot. And Bill Oliver happens to be out of town. Uh-huh. So I am like really just learning so much about myself in the last 36 hours.
Okay. Wow. So Bill says, oh, looks like it's going to be a busy news day.
I'm just going to go on vacay.
That's right. I'm going to hit the silks and we'll just let
it's fine. It's fine.
Well, again. Getting a chance to be busy chasing down stories first thing in the morning, which doesn't necessarily happen that often. And
yeah.
Stories of odd police stops.
Yes, very, very odd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My thought is the individual that was in the exchange gunfire deal doesn't know much about the topography there behind the the old
the marshy area he was found in.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that was back there.
Yeah.
Okay. And apparently a helicopter was out there?
Yeah, so from looking at a few other reports, the passenger was able to elude officers for about 2 hours.
Goodness.
And then was found with the help of the DPS helicopter. That whole area is still, I'm still getting text messages as people are waking up and driving places. That is still under investigation. Okay. So until further notice, I would completely avoid that feeder road, and Horsehaven Lane will definitely be closed off to, I mean, residents live back there, so they had an interesting night for sure.
Goodness, yes. Cause,
and it's a lot of college kids back there.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, is that right?
Well, 12:30 was when the traffic stop occurred.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then
okay.
They found, I believe they found the other suspect around 2:45. So it was right max snap.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I don't know enough exactly. The Horsehaven Estates, which is kind of an interesting deal in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never seen that, it's and if there's no reason to go back there, then you never have been back there.
Right, because there's no through way.
Yeah, they think the idea was for people who actually had horses and wanted to have a place to keep their horse nearby, then they were able to do that. But, yeah, I guess that you're right. The Horsehaven folks... I don't know that you can't come out on, I'm looking at Switch Station Road.
Okay.
I don't know that maybe they can't work their way out there. And, of course, if Appomattox wasn't blocked off from years ago, they'd have been able to get out to Highway 30, but they can't.
Yep.
So, general idea then, if you're coming out of, so really, I guess for the folks, if you're coming out of Raintree, what's going to happen? I guess... Can they get on the highway? I guess they probably can't, can they?
I would not think so at this point right now. So you may want to go over across and then find your way on or do a UE and get on another way.
Yeah, hook it down to Texas Avenue this morning. So, and I guess we have no indication from the police that this will be open before 8 o'clock this morning with the school and work and all that.
Correct.
All right. So
keep you updated.
Let me changing your world out there a little bit this morning. So anyway, a bunch of hearings there in Washington, D.C. with the head of the FBI, Comey, and many had long assumed that the FBI was investigating some sort of meddling that the Russians were doing in our elections in 2016. But yesterday was the first time that it had really been publicly announced by the FBI director.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, our practice is not to confirm the existence of ongoing investigations, but the FBI director said he had been authorized by the Justice Department to confirm that the U.S. does have a counterintelligence probe of Russia out there.
But couldn't really tell us anything about it.
Right.
So basically he called a press conference to tell us that he couldn't tell us anything.
That's it. Adding voices to some of the top members in both parties on the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees, Comey and Mike Rogers, Admiral Mike Rogers, who's the head of NSA, said they had found no evidence to support March 4th tweets that President Trump had, in fact, been wiretapped by Obama. But I saw a picture yesterday, and I sent it to Mr. Downs on, I think it was the National Enquirer, that had Trump on one side and Obama on the other, Trump talking and facing the picture of Obama. Obama wearing headphones. So, I mean, I think that pretty well clears it right there. I mean, you know, it's clear that he was probably listening.
That's pretty
right, of course.
Yeah, that's damning evidence right there.
Yeah, right. That's why he had on the headphones. I mean, why else would he be doing that, right? Okay. All right. Also, last night, the Republicans are still trying to get this bill put together for repair and replace of Obamacare. Some technical changes that are going on in there that, again, we probably wouldn't know or be interested in. We just want to know if we're covered, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we care about. But again, president, and not the way that Obama did, Trump will meet with the Republican members of the House today to talk to them about what they need to do to get this done. And then, of course, last night, there was a rally in Kentucky.
Thursday is our chance to end Obamacare and the Obamacare catastrophe and begin delivering the reforms our people deserve. As we move toward the crucial House vote on Thursday, the 7th anniversary of Obamacare's very painful passage, this is our long-awaited chance to finally get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there.
He sounds like he sounds like he's on the campaign trail.
Well,
but it's, you know, I mean, it's time to make those promises happen.
It's almost like a greatest hits tour.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched a little bit of it yesterday. He came on at 7:30, I think, or 6, I don't know what time. Anyway, 6:30, 7:30. Anyhow, he comes out on stage you know, and he's doing the pointing and the thumbs up and all that stuff. And so he gets them settled down, and so he wants to introduce people. And he says, well, first, let me introduce Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch, come on up here. Mitch does not move. Mitch doesn't want to get his picture taken, I'm thinking, with Trump. But anyway, yeah. And then he turns and says, we're going to fix Obamacare, right, big guy? And he, you know, gives him the thumbs up.
Oh,
and stuff.
Man.
I'm going,
yeah.
But, you know, here's the deal is that I guess people like it. The place was full, he said, and I guess it probably was. But, you know, we keep hearing the same things from him, and here we go.
We are going to massively reduce your taxes.
Massively.
It's going to be huge.
We are going to reduce very substantially rising crime and support the incredible men and women of law enforcement.
Okay, and one more.
After spending trillions and trillions of dollars overseas, it is indeed time. We are going to start taking care of our country.
See, and you know, and people like that, you can't not like that.
Sure.
You can't not like that.
It's saying all the things that you want to hear.
Sure,
you know?
That's why I say it's the greatest hits tour.
Trump tweets.
But he's at it again, right?
We did have a couple more yesterday coming in. He said, just heard fake news CNN is doing polls again, despite the fact that their election polls were way off disaster. Much higher ratings at Fox.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then he also tweeted yesterday, what about all the contact with the Clinton campaign and the Russians? Also, is it true that the DNC would not let the FBI in to look?
Oh, really? Wow.
That's what he said.
Okay.
He did congratulate his son Eric and daughter-in-law Laura because they are expecting in September. And he tweeted, Eric Trump tweeted yesterday, that they're excited to announce they're adding a boy to hashtag Team Trump. And then he just had a couple of tweets yesterday thanking Kentucky for having such a great turnout. Thank you, Louisville, Kentucky. Together, we will make America safe and great again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so.
Oh boy.
Well, there he is. He's out there having a big time.
Oh, yeah.
And, so we'll see. Maybe he'll be coming down to Texas sometime soon, and we can have him do his greatest hits tour down.
And we can have him on the show.
We can do that. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to do that. All right. We'll talk to Senator Schwertner this morning at 8:30. Right now, 6:47.
Hey, folks. How's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 25th, it's sprayer calibration. The spray season is upon us, and proper calibration is crucial to success. How do you do it? They'll show you all the details this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We don't do a lot of planning when it comes to fencing our yards. We determine the absolute outside boundaries to the property, then we erect a tall wooden barricade there, or at least that's the way it seems. That's a pity, too, because there are so many other great ways to put fencing to work without creating yet another square wooden casket for our plantings. Fencing can be attractive. It can be exciting. I'll have details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11... trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. You need to determine why you want a fence in the first place. If it's for privacy, you might be able to plant tall shrubs instead. If it's for security, there are other options that aren't so totally enclosing. If it's to keep pets and kids in place, you have those same open options. Maybe it's strictly aesthetic, in which case there certainly are better choices than long rows of lumber. Welded wire fencing, for example, can be just as secure as a wooden fence. It will confine pets and keep the kids out of the alley, but it allows free movement of air. If your yard overlooks something attractive, a welded wire fence can be a triumph of openness. If you need to screen it somewhat, you can always plant vines in strategic spots. Anchor it firmly and use decay-resistant posts for the best permanence. Now, don't confuse this with chain link or chicken wire. This is rectangular grid fencing that's available in a variety of spacings. Split rail and picket fencing are both used for their good looks. In fact, the rail fencing will do little more than enclose a piece of ground psychologically. Kids will love to climb on it, and pets will run right through it. About all it does is delineate a part of your garden. Nonetheless, it's an important option in certain circumstances. Now, my experience with split rail fencing is it doesn't last very well. That's one consideration. It does start to go downhill after 8 or 10 years. Picket fencing, on the other hand, is much more formal. It really will keep small beings in their places. It's rigidly formal, and it requires frequent and high maintenance because of painting, but it's worth it in special locations. Use it to enclose a traditional or old English-style cottage garden near a patio or entryway. Wrought iron says things for a fence that no other material, either man-made or natural, can offer. It's permanent, it's secure, and it is handsome. You can even have special designs made for you, and they are wonderful. Wrought iron doesn't have to be black or white either. You can paint it to match trim color, for example. Brick walls are the ultimate option. Try to match the brick in your house exactly and consider having your mason lay the bricks in open basket weave patterns to allow movement of air through the wall. Since these are expensive and as permanent as your house, you'll want to plan your brick wall carefully. Consider hiring an architect or landscape architect to help with the design and the construction details. Now, there really are some wonderful options. Don't forget also vinyl fencing. Big strides have been made in it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most out of shade trees in our next program. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, in the second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament,
this will be the dribble out. 75-43, that'll be the final score. UCLA, congratulations to them. Well-deserved win. They'll go on to Bridgeport to take on UConn.
The fifth-seeded A&M women's basketball team fell 75-43 to UCLA yesterday. Kyla Hilsman, Danny Williams, and Curtis Knox each had 10 points to co-lead the Aggies. Williams finished the season with 563 points, which ties the Texas A&M sophomore scoring record set by Courtney Walker in 2014. Knox finished the season with 8.9 assists per game, which leads the nation. Knox also set the Texas A&M and Southeastern Conference single-season records with 304 assists. The Aggies conclude their season at 22-12, having made their 12th straight NCAA tournament appearance. Elsewhere in the women's NCAA basketball tournament, Baylor made it into the Sweet 16. TSN's David Burrell has more.
Again, Baylor's Lady Bears used the home court advantage of the Farrell Center to ease their way into the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament.
Thomas for three, short rebound, Jones. Jones passing it into Prince in front of everybody. Left-handed layup is good.
Oh, Prince just also found that second, third, and fourth gear.
Rick May and Lori Fogelman on the Baylor IMG Sports Network. Alexis Prince and Nina Davis each scored 16 as the Lady Bears rolled over California 86-46 to reach the Sweet 16 for the ninth straight year. Davis said it was difficult but exciting to play her final home game.
It's a bittersweet thing. We wanted to just leave our mark here. Of course, you want to give the fans an exciting thing, and
just wanted my last game here to be a good one.
Next up for 32-3, Baylor will be Louisville on Friday in Oklahoma City. David Burrell, TSN Sports.
In other games, undefeated UConn bested Syracuse 94-64 in a second-round rematch of last year's national championship game. Stanford routed Kansas State 69-48 to advance to the Cardinals' 10th straight Sweet 16, and Oregon earned its first Sweet 16 berth by upsetting Duke 74-65. In A&M baseball, the number 23 Aggies renew their current longest active rivalry tonight as they welcome the Rice Owls to Olsen Field. Texas A&M will send Corbin Martin to the mound for his first start of the season. The junior Northpaw is 2-2 on the year out of the bullpen. First pitch is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, we mentioned it a little earlier, but Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey has been found in Mexico 6 weeks after it vanished from the Patriots' locker room, but the mystery isn't over. The NFL said the jersey was found in possession of a credentialed member of the international media, and authorities were investigating yesterday whether a former Mexican tabloid newspaper executive played a role in the theft. Sources connected to the investigation also said two Patriots jerseys and one Broncos helmet were recovered in Mexico. The helmet is likely that of Von Miller. Von Miller's cleats also went MIA after Super Bowl 50, but so far, no cleats have been recovered. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have re-signed backup quarterback Kellen Moore. Moore had been expected to back up Tony Romo last year, but missed the entire season after breaking his right ankle. Instead, rookie Dak Prescott took over for Romo and helped lead the Cowboys to the NFC East title. In the NBA,
James Harden gets the rebound. 6 seconds left. On the run. Harden all the way to the bucket.
James Harden drove the length of the floor for a layup with 2 seconds left to lift the Houston Rockets over the Denver Nuggets 125-124 last night. Harden had 39 points, 11 assists, and was 3 rebounds shy of his 20th triple-double of the season. And out on the ice, Kari Lehtinen made 30 saves for his 36th career shutout and second this season as the Dallas Stars edged the San Jose Sharks 1-0 last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
Here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide insurance agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business, nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, warm again today. Look for a high temperature in the 80s, about 85 or so. Probably a little warmer tomorrow. It's 63 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.